Welcome to Muscle Media Podcast. Hey, I'm your host at Preacher underscore Chris. I am an owner, franchisee, and trainer at Title Boxing Club, Macomb and Shelby Township, Michigan.
I'm your other host at Hannah Walney, the true savage of this podcast, I'm a bodybuilder and personal trainer.
I have a feeling that there's a massive gap between where you want to be in your fitness journey and where you currently are. We're going to help you bust through those barriers and get the results you're looking for. What's up, guys? Welcome to Muscle Media Podcast.
This is our first official episode talking about the great five pillars. So what are we going to start off with today?
I think we are going to start off with some sleep and recovery conversation that I feel like I am not the person who should be having this conversation.
That's why we're starting with the first, but let's go ahead and do a little bit of a weekly wrap. So what happened to you this week? Any funny things happen to you? Any cool things?
I did the most epic thing. Wait, I wasn't supposed to clap.
No, you weren't.
That wasn't a clap. I did the most epic thing in the world. Definitely recommended. But I don't recommend it because if you die, I'd feel bad that I told you to do it.
Yeah, disclaimer. Don't listen disclaimer. To anything
yeah.
he says.
Anything I say, don't listen to it. I went skydiving, which was the most epic thing I've ever done in my entire life.
That's literally
far.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I have to go.
Alright, when?
I actually said I was gonna go this summer.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
We're
getting Hannah go pop. We're getting Hannah
we'll
to go skydiving this summer. When's summer end? Is it like September?
Yeah.
Alright.
Holy,
before
that's
September
like
1?
A month. No. Wait, when doesn't the season end? Like
when September
soon?
End? I'm looking right now when summer ends.
I think it
the
ends
last day of summer.
September.
When is it?
I don't know. Well,
no, you
what
said
about
September.
Like,
you said summer.
What about
no,
end of September?
No, you said the end of summer. You made it your goal.
September 23rd.
September 23rd.
Yeah.
Hannah is going skydiving
before?
By September 23rd.
I literally, my hands are sweaty.
Okay, so the craziest thing for me was I told Josh, I seen a post, and he goes, who wants to go skydiving with me next? So I DM'd him, and I was like, hey, I want to go skydiving. He's like, no, for real, like, do you want to? And I was like, absolutely. Stop thinking about it. 4 days later, he's like, are you serious about skydiving? I said, yeah. He's like, all right, tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like.
But that's good, then you don't have time to, like,
I didn't have time to think about it. Yeah.
Right, right.
Like,
that's
I think,
what I would want
yeah.
to do.
So I was like, okay, absolutely, I'm in. But then it got rained out.
Oh.
So then I had to think about it for like 7 more days.
Okay, did you sleep the night before?
Yeah, I was fine.
Really?
I was fine until jumping out of the airplane.
Yeah, but are you like an anxious person? Because I probably would not be able to sleep the night before.
That's what Will Smith said. Will Smith
about
said
skydiving?
When he jumped out, he wasn't able to sleep.
Yeah, there's no way I'd be able to
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, I was fine. Really? I was fine. Yeah.
Oh, that just stresses me out thinking about it.
The craziest
it,
part,
to
too, is like it happens. Like, I showed up at 5:30, was jumping out of the plane at 6.
Oh, so they get you going quick.
Quick. Like, you showed up,
good.
Fill out this 100 page waiver.
Yeah, that says you're going to die.
Yeah, but like,
oh
legit,
God.
Probably like a 10 minute waiver, fill that out.
Yeah.
I watched it. They had us like, they walked us through what was happening as they're like putting stuff on us.
Oh, so they're really, oh my gosh, that's so stressful.
Yeah.
But
people
it
kind of like,
distracts you because they're, like, going so quick, right?
I didn't hear one word the guy said.
Yeah. Well,
all I remember is Josh saying, hey, make sure you pull your chest back, head up, arch your back.
Yeah.
And,
okay, question. Yeah. When you jump, can you breathe?
So after the first 20 seconds of free fall, if it's, at like, 45 to a minute of free fall. It felt like 3.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's intense. That's when my mind started to go of, like, what if this parachute doesn't open? After,
oh,
like,
God,
20
yeah.
seconds, like, your mind starts going.
Yeah.
Like, what if this guy's just like, I don't like this kid. Click, 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 click. Right? Like,
let him go.
Yeah, let him go. But, like, after about 30 seconds, like, you want him to pull the parachute.
Because you feel like you're getting too close.
Because, like
yeah.
The ground's clear as day.
So stressful.
You know what I mean?
So, can you breathe, though?
After about 30 seconds, it gets difficult
does,
to breathe.
Does it feel like you... Like, you know,
it
when,
feels like you're on a motorcycle going 120 miles per hour and the wind's just.
But, like, can you breathe?
You
feel
can
like you're
breathe.
Struggling for
no,
air? Because
no.
that stresses me out.
No. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm suffocating.
Okay,
it's like
that's,
there's
that's
a lot of wind going into my face.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't feel like you're going to suffocate.
No,
and
not
die.
At all.
Okay.
At all. I might die, but not suffocate.
Well, yeah, not from suffocating, just from hitting the ground. I also get worried, like, what if you hit a tree?
Josh almost went into the road. Like, the road was coming, and we were above Josh. We jumped right after Josh, and we jumped right after him. We're looking down at him, and my guide above me is like, Josh, like, get down. Like, he's yelling at Josh from 1,000 feet away, so Josh can't hear him. Right. But, like, he was getting super intense about it because Josh was literally going into the road. So Josh jumped by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's really windy or something, will they not have you go?
Yeah, so it has to be, like, certain, like, the day before, like, called for thunderstorms, and because it called for thunderstorms, they wouldn't even let us go.
Okay, like, so they're
safe. Yeah, super safe.
Whew, that's still stressful.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Well, I didn't do anything like that.
That was my rest and recovery for last week. That was some great recovery.
Oh my gosh. I did not rest and recover. I ran so much that my ankles now hurt. And I've never, have you ever had sore ankles?
No.
It's actually the worst feeling ever. It's and super it weird. Feels like when you run, it feels like they're just going to break in half.
Oh, sweet. So you probably like ran some more?
Yeah. I finished up my miles.
Perfect.
But now I'm resting.
But
so.
You're running a half marathon, what, August 17th?
Yeah, actually, I'm not doing the half marathon anymore because I got the dates wrong. But I'm doing.
What's the date?
It was actually the 11th.
Oh.
And so I thought it was like, the 17th.
Yeah, that takes a week away. Let's not do this.
Yeah, so I can't do that race, but I'm doing a vineyard race, and I'm doing a 5K and then a 5 mile. Right after each other. So you have to run the 5K in under 40 minutes, and then you go right to the start line, and you do the 5 mile.
So it's 8.1 miles in total.
8.5. A 5K is 3.5.
No, 5K is 3.1.
What?
Google question.
Wait, seriously? Because Google. I've totally been, I'm way more than good.
5K in miles is like 3.12. Oh, whoops.
Wait, what? Is it?
3.1
no
miles.
No way. Oh, well, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I'm doing.
That's why, like, 40 minutes.
It's called, like, the chase or something, and then you get, like, 3 glasses of wine.
Oh, perfect.
So it's a good recovery.
It's a great recovery.
The 8 miles.
Dehydrate you. Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. So I'm running a lot, but I'm trying to be smart about recovery. It's just joint recovery, I feel like, is very difficult because it's not something that just goes right away.
Yeah.
It takes a long time. So I feel like it's a good slide right into our podcast today. Do you want to start off with how horrible? Let's talk about our sleep schedules. So you go first.
So a lot of this stuff is stuff that I've heard. Not necessarily that it's 100% true, but kind of how I base my sleep. So two things that I base my sleep on. So number one is your brain first recovers in the first 4 hours of sleep. So my goal every single night is to get a minimum, absolutely minimum of 4 hours. And that's simply because I already have a difficult time like focusing on a regular basis, and like remembering stuff isn't my number one strong suit. So if I get less than 4 hours and my brain doesn't recover all the way, like, that's going to hurt me.
Yeah, well, they say even less than 4 hours of sleep, you almost shouldn't even sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't even, like, reach REM, or it's, like, horrible for you. It's actually, like, worse for you.
Yeah, so that's kind of, like, number one is, like, I have to get more than four. And if I don't, like, I definitely feel it.
Yeah.
At that point, like, I don't even want to train and stuff. Like, I don't have the energy to do so.
They're pretty much related to, like, being drunk.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it makes
sense.
Like,
your mental focus
totally
is not
makes
there.
Sense.
Your
like,
reaction.
We've all had less than 4 hours of sleep, and, like, you feel sluggish, right?
Yeah, you're a zombie.
Yeah, and even if you, like, try to chug caffeine, it almost makes it worse.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's just trying to put a Band-Aid on it, but it just, it's bad. The only thing that really helps is just sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go back to sleep. Yeah. So, like, I always try to get four for sure. My goal is to get five. If I get five, I'm, like, super solid.
Really?
Because then I get into, like, my muscles recovering and stuff like that, and your HGH recovering. Obviously, people say that if you can get eight, the first four is for your brain, the second four is for your body, and that's when, like, your HGH is completely reproduced, and kind of get that HGH reproduction.
Do you ever get 8 hours of sleep?
I would say the only times I ever get 8 hours of sleep is, like, on once in a while on a random Sunday.
So, like, twice a month?
Maybe.
Once a month.
Yeah, I'd say once a month.
Once a month, you get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Is that bad?
That's so bad.
No, that's not that bad.
That's
bad. If I'm between five and a half, if I'm around 5.5 hours of sleep a night, like,
imagine if you got, let's say, 7 hours of sleep every night for a week.
I would probably, I don't know.
I think you should try it. 1 week, 7 hours every single night.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd be able to focus more. Your memory would be better. Your training would be better. Your decision making would be sharper. Wait, you think you do? You make impulsive decisions.
And then the second part of sleep that I've heard that I also try to kind of stick to is that the guy who created Onnit, the supplement company, he says that you should reach for 35 hours of sleep. Or not 35 hours of sleep. What am I saying?
A week?
No, not 35. Every hour and a half is one, like, technical REM cycle without actually, like, measuring REM.
Okay.
Like, there's no way to measure REM unless you're, like, using stuff like that. So you should shoot for, like, 35.
Oh, okay. So instead of, like, on the hour, it's every hour and a half, you can count that as one rep.
Yeah, or a 30-minute nap in the middle of the day where actually, like, your breathing starts to change.
Right.
And then, which I can't take naps at all, like...
Really?
I cannot take a nap to save my life.
Have you ever been able to?
No, I can't. Like, a random Sunday afternoon. I'll say once a month on a Sunday afternoon, I'll take a nap.
I love naps.
I can't do it.
They're just, like, life-changing.
But I hate waking up. The first 5 minutes of my day is the worst 5 minutes of my day. So I don't want to do that twice.
Okay, I mean, I get that.
Right?
But it's the same thing. If you sleep too long, you don't feel good. So, like, I try not to take really long naps. Otherwise, obviously, you feel more sluggish and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was, like, two things that I've learned. I don't implement them all the time. I try to do the one. The first thing you should look at when you wake up is the sun. So, like, before I grab my phone, I'll go to my window and open my blinds.
That's good.
And even, like...
But I'm not up by the time the sun goes up.
Well, that's your own problem. I don't know what to tell you.
Sun doesn't come up to, like, 4 hours after I wake up.
No, it does not.
If I wake up at 3:45, what time does the sun come up?
Like, yeah, actually, I don't know.
7:45?
I don't know. I never wake up before the sun is up. Anyway, well, that's the... I guess the second point, too, is they say to wake up at the exact same time and go to bed at the same time every day. Not like exactly to a T, but like super similar.
Yeah.
Which I'm the worst at.
Really?
I kind of wake up at a like similar time, but going to bed, it's like all over the place, which I feel like I definitely...
Is that just a habit thing, or does it get your body in like, at this time, I know I'm going to be sleeping?
Yeah, so it helps you like to fall asleep faster, stay asleep.
Yeah.
Like they say, you should just wake up naturally, not like alarms and stuff. But the sun thing, actually, I think really helps. Like waking up, the first thing you see, not your phone, not the TV, is the blinds. Like opening up your window and looking at the sun or the moon, in your case.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Okay.
I feel like, well, I used to only get, like, 4 hours consistently, but now that I actually make sleep a priority, I get about 7 to 8. Any more than 8, though, I'm bad. But I love sleep. I could sleep probably for the rest of my life, every single day, and take a nap. But I've always been a sleeper.
Sleep sucks. Sleep's the worst part of my day.
Do you think your athletic training would help if you actually slept?
Yeah, of course, but it's not worth it.
Well, okay, I do feel like because you're obviously have a lot going on, like business-wise, I feel like for a lot of people it makes sense because this is just an assumption, but most people who are really into fitness and their health are busy people, like they're productive people. Yeah. Like if they take their health and fitness as a priority, they typically are busy people. So I feel like they don't get sleep because that always gets put on the back burner because they have a million other things to do and the gym.
Absolutely.
But I've heard, I don't know how much I agree with this just because, you know, fit life, but I've heard if you don't get enough sleep to go to the gym, you just like wasted your training. Like you should have got more sleep than wasting sleep to go to the gym. Like, it's counterproductive. Does that make sense?
I would say that is 100% inaccurate.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I would rather, much rather hit the gym.
Well, not, I'm not saying personal. I'm not saying a personal pain. Yeah. I'm saying, like, factual. Like,
well, that means I should be fat and unfit.
Well, I don't think it means you're going to gain 100 pounds.
Well, I should be completely unfit.
But I don't think
unfit.
It's good for optimal health.
So, you tell me this. In the last probably 4 months, my back squat has went from, let's take something that sleep should definitely help, strength.
Well, imagine how much more you could lift.
100%, but I still went from 375 to 415 in 4 months with never sleeping
more than 5.
I feel
like you're the worst person to talk about this with, because you just, like, naturally are a psycho and live off of, like, 30 minutes every night.
30 minutes, I wish.
Like, I feel like most people can't handle what you handle.
If I had one superhero...
Power?
It would never sleep.
I feel like you already have that.
100%.
What time do you go to bed at night?
11.
And you get up at 3:45.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's great. I feel wonderful.
Do you?
Cheers.
Are you not tired? Like, are you not tired during the day?
No, because I have my... my four pillars are so on point. I think my four pillars of fitness are so on point that I can let this one sleep one. And not even the recovery one, because I feel like I do well at recovery. I think my recovery is good.
Okay, so let's talk about your recovery then. So your sleep sucks.
My sleep
sucks.
I'm
going to say it.
It's awful.
I think my sleep's good.
It's terrible.
So let's go
And two, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think, too, so, like, my business success impact is more important to me
than sleep.
Than my fitness.
Oh, than your fitness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So if my fitness was, like, if I was trying to become, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or, like...
You would prioritize sleep.
I would prioritize sleep more than the other things, but that's not the case.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense, yeah.
So, like, I think my fitness is 100% important to me. It's just not a priority over like, my business and
stuff
like that.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
So that's why I make that decision. But, yeah, my recovery, I think, is... I do so many things for recovery that I think I can get away with it.
Do you think you're better now? Because I know we talked about in the first episode about, and I will sound like a broken record, because I really, really believe in this, is just, like, listening to your body. Do you actually, like, follow that? So let's say that you have workouts scheduled Monday through Saturday, but, like, Thursday you're just really sore, feel run down, your body hurts, whatever. Will you continue to work out because that's your schedule?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Why?
That's bad recovery.
No.
Yes, it is.
Because, listen, if I'm feeling, like, weak, to me that's different. If I'm sore.
As in, I mean pain. Painful sore.
I mean, if my legs are sore, I'll train arms.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, you're just the worst. So do you just take one rest day a week then, just because that's, like, your schedule? Or do you rest according to how you feel? Or do you rest, like, how do you schedule
your
rest
days? I take one
rest
day a week because I commit that day to family.
So it's not even about your body?
It's not even about my body.
So if you could?
I would work out.
Every single day?
Every day.
Insane. I mean, I get it, but, like, you're not in tune with your body, are you?
I feel great.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Listen, let me tell you all the things I'm doing for recovery. Why don't you go first? Let's hear your recovery
method. My recovery method is honestly amazing.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, first of all, if my muscles are really sore, I do Epsom salt baths. I get cupped.
Ooh.
I drink extra
water. Why do you do Epsom salt bath?
To relax my sore muscles.
Okay. To put sodium into them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I don't lift heavy weights anymore because it hurts my joints.
So that tells me you're doing something not right to make your joints feel better.
What?
If you're going to stop lifting heavy because your joints hurt, you need to do something for your joints so that you can lift heavy.
No, because technically, like, the human body is not made to back squat 500 pounds.
Says who?
Says your freaking cartilage in your
My
knees.
Cartilage feels great.
Well, mine hurts, and I can't
I also
do that.
Have testosterone.
Yeah,
so
well, I probably don't have enough to back squat enough to make my joints feel good.
I got you.
So instead of pushing that...
I'm going to put you on my recovery program.
Is it injectable?
Is it injectable?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I need steroids for my
knees. No, it's not injectable.
Nothing's going to help my knees. Anyway, so the way I recover my joints is by altering my workouts. So, like, instead of doing really heavy often, I'll kind of switch it up so that my knees aren't sore or my ankles aren't sore. So, like, yesterday I ran and did legs, and my ankles and knees are really sore, so I'm not going to run today because they hurt.
Yeah.
But I'll run tomorrow.
When you say that hurt, is that like pain or is it literally like super sore?
It's like pain.
Dude, we gotta fix you.
My whole body is like an 85-year-old.
Goodness gracious.
Old lady. But I listen to it. If it hurts, I stop. Yeah. I might go like a little bit farther just because if I have like a mile set, I have to do that. But the next day, like, I will recover properly, whether it's like adding things in my diet to help like inflammation or just resting in general. But it's hard mentally, but still I feel like in the long term it's gonna help my goals rather than just being like stubborn and say screw it like I used to and just keep going till I'm like can't walk.
Right. Okay.
I feel like you got better at that though too, with like injuries and not being stupid about them.
Yeah, I got way better.
Because you were probably the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst, yeah.
2 out of 10, coach. Put me in. Got a broken leg. It's fine. Okay, also, so I know we'll talk about this a different time, which is like hormones, but sleep and hormones.
Super important.
So important.
Yeah.
Here's a little fun fact for you. 4 days of insufficient sleep causes insulin processes to change, and your insulin sensitivity can drop by more than 30% if you get 4 days of insufficient sleep, which would be less than 6 hours.
So I would completely agree that I hold more fat now than I did probably 4 years ago.
When you were sleeping?
When I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
There's no doubt. And people are always like, oh, you're slowing down, like your metabolism's slowing down. My metabolism's the fastest now because of what I've done the last 2 years than it's ever been in my entire life, but I can tell that I hold on to a little more fat than I used to
because of that.
Yeah,
probably like the insulin sensitivity and like resistance a little bit. And luckily you are smart about diet and nutrition and stuff, and you know what to eat and maybe what not to eat, because if you have really bad insulin sensitivity, you can actually have like way higher blood sugar levels.
Right.
And then that can last, then you get diabetes, and that's obviously really bad. Totally. So, I guess we'll go back to the point of you having your four other pillars really strong makes up for your fifth being weak.
Yeah. So you do okay on some things. You sleep good.
Yeah.
I would say your recovery isn't terrific, but your sleep is good.
What would make my recovery better?
I think some things that I'm doing would incredibly increase your recovery.
You don't even recover.
I recovered great.
How?
I squat 4 days a week. Heavy as number one, let's say this. Okay, so.
So what am I doing wrong recovery-wise?
Okay, so here's my recovery plan. Ready? Number one, I'm programming, number one for lifting, because that's where you're going to get the most sore. Your joints are going to hit the most. I program myself to be high rep.
Yeah.
Right? So I do a lot of sets at 80%.
Okay.
Anywhere from 75 to 85%. So like today on a bench, I did 10 sets of three. Who does that?
Yeah, what?
What? Stupid, right?
Right.
But I do 10 sets of three at my 85% with like a minute and a half minute in between each set.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like my buddies over here are hitting three sets to freaking failure and destroying their,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like number one, and they're like, bro, hop in. I'm like, I'm good, because I want to be able to do this two more times this week.
Right.
Where they're destroying themselves and they're like, I get it. Like they're fatiguing their muscles and stuff like that. But at the same time, I see for myself.
You have to be smart about it.
I can. They're gonna bench once this week, maybe twice if you're lucky. I'm gonna bench four times.
Right.
So like, number one, my recovery is also my workout. I work out so I can recover.
Like you keep recovery in your mind as you work out.
As I'm working out.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So that's number one. My programming for strength training is super specific. Number two, I drive around 24/7 with a Hypervolt.
I don't like the Hypervolt.
I know you don't like it, but you need to.
No, it you hurts. Need to. And it's not good. It's painful.
No, it's amazing. No, so no. A Hypervolt, if I had it here, I actually left it. I was just like using it at my column this morning. So like the Hypervolt guns, right? Like for example, if I'm benching, I'm hitting my shoulders as I drive. Right? So I'll literally be driving. Today I probably was in the car for at least an hour this morning. So I hit 20 minutes on each shoulder.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do that. Yeah.
I don't like it. It hurts me.
It's not supposed to feel good, Hannah.
Yeah, but it's not like, ooh, that feels good, but like it's working. It's like, ow, that's actually causing me pain. That's not good.
I know, but it feels so great like no, 3 days later. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does.
No, when you did it to my shoulder, it hurt more.
Yeah, so anyway. So hard. Hypervolt number two is like my go-to.
Okay.
Top of the knees. Well,
okay, that
like
can be
quads.
My cupping.
Totally. Totally, I agree.
I like cupping.
Number two, I use voodoo bands every week.
What's a voodoo band?
So voodoo bands are these bands. I wish, if I knew we were doing this, I would have brought all this stuff.
They can't see it anyway.
Oh, that's true. So a voodoo band is basically a band that's cutting off your blood flow to a specific area.
Is it the red ones I used to use on my knees?
Yeah, so I have two black voodoo bands. So after I squat, while I'm warming up for my squat, depending on what time of the day, if it's at 4 a.m., I'm not doing this because then I might have to get there earlier. But I'm warming up my joints with voodoo bands. If I have a joint that's hurt, I'm squatting in my voodoo band. Like I'm doing mobility with my voodoo band. All right, before at the end of every night, I'm taking 3 minutes, not a long time, 3 minutes, and I'm working on movement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily like, should I stretch for 45 minutes every night? Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Right.
So, like, at least before I go to bed every night, like, I'm working on specific movement patterns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm like getting.
Yoga flow.
Yeah. I'm like hitting like, a yoga flow. Like, I'm opening up my shoulders.
Okay.
Yep.
I do that. I stretch a lot. I have actually prioritized stretching. The voodoo band, those actually do work very well.
Miracles.
Yeah. I did like those.
Yeah.
But, like.
I'm also a fifth part of my recovery that is technically a part of the workout. Is I feel like my form for most of my movements is on point.
Yeah.
At least 90%.
Yeah.
So like when I squat, you know.
Yeah.
I am 100% focused on form.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah.
is a part of my recovery.
That's
of
probably
like,
a big one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I'm concentrating on form because I know that 2 days later I'm going to come back and do this again. I'm not willing to risk my form for even a one rep max.
Oh, 100%.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because if you tweak a little bit,
Of course.
I did that. I exhausted myself too much and then lifted and slipped form because I was too tired.
Yeah.
And
is that when you ran like 7 miles before you lifted?
Yeah.
That's super smart.
And then I kind of popped my shoulder blade out. But, okay, so I don't follow a training method. So your first one, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm all about listening to your body. So there's one. Two, what was two? I'm not doing the freaking Hypervolt. But I cup, I do, I go and get cupped, which helps.
Here's why I don't listen to my body. Because
you don't know your body well enough.
Because at 4:30 a.m., I never feel like putting 375 on a bar and squatting.
Well, nobody does.
My knees don't feel like it at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, we train differently. That's psychotic. I can't do that. Unless someone's yelling at me, like you're telling me I have to be there at 4:30 in the morning, I will not be there at 4:30 in the morning. Guaranteed.
You used to do 4 a.m.
Yeah, because you told me I had to. I wouldn't
do
that.
Good coach right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do what you tell me, but if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
How are you with foam rolling? Do you ever foam roll?
Yeah, only when I'm, like, in pain, though. I definitely don't foam roll enough, but I stretch a lot. And I stretch before I work out and after I work out, no matter what I work out.
You do static stretching before?
Kind
of dynamic.
More like dynamic a little bit.
Like I was, movement.
Yeah, I was taught in soccer that you should not hold a stretch for more than 3 to 5 seconds before a workout. So like dynamic. Yeah, so I do that and then work out and then I static stretch for like a decent amount of time and do like some yoga flows, which I feel like that's good.
I feel like that's great. And two, like a part of recovery is for me lifting, working out, like getting the proper hydration.
Oh, 100%.
Huge.
I honestly think, and I was like, I was one that never looked at sleep or water as a big deal because to me, those things take longer time and they're not like tangible. You can't really like training, you can do it. You can do it hard. But like water, it's just like, and sleep, they're not tangible. And I just never felt like they're a priority until I actually made them a priority and seen like a huge difference. Like water alone. I think water over sleep. Personally.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think water is just like phenomenal. I feel like you drop fat so much quicker.
What's one tip that you have seen the most difference in the last 2 years for your training that you would say like, hey, this has helped my recovery? Because all we're talking about is recovery for pretty much your next workout for results.
Right.
We're not talking about recovery, so you know, you can enjoy more time with your kids. Like, that's, of course, that's a problem, part of it, but this is about fitness, right?
Right.
Like, what's one thing that you've seen in your, that you've started to implement in your recovery? One or two things, whatever, that have drastically changed your fitness?
Honestly, I would say athletic training. So instead of sticking to one very specific style of training,
love that.
I've incorporated like 3 or 4 of them, and I feel like there's muscles now that work better. It's just like every muscle in my body.
Kind of flows
it's all working properly. So instead of just like quads and hamstrings, like my adductors are working better, my abductors are working better, my IT bands aren't as tight. It's just like full body athletic training. I just feel like I'm like very well rounded now, and I think that's actually helped my pain and recovery too, because some muscles were actually so underdeveloped just from like straight bodybuilding that I didn't really realize until I started incorporating like athletic training, I guess is the best way to put it.
When you say athletic training, so obviously you used to train, it used to be a typical bodybuilding split, right?
So
like Monday legs, Tuesday chest and back.
So
like,
now it's more
what
like,
what does the split look like? What does your week look like?
So pretty much, I still try to hit legs at least 2 times a week, like heavier legs, like more bodybuilding form.
Are you focusing on like quads and glutes one day, and then hamstrings? And
yes, but I don't really, I don't really train quads because
because you're too big.
Yeah, I don't need to train quads. So pretty much, I do.
She's blessed.
I usually do one day. I'll do hamstrings and glutes really, really hard, and then the other leg day is more like leg conditioning. Yeah, just hamstrings, just constant hamstrings, because they suck.
How was my hamstring workout?
It was really good. My hamstrings are actually really sore.
Good.
Which is good, because they usually don't get that sore, because, they suck.
Sweet.
Yeah, so typically, so I think, like, so I used to just do the legs, arms, whatever, leg day for bodybuilding, but now I still do that, but I add, like, agility movements, whether that's, like, a track workout, where I'm doing, like, suicides, or I'm doing, like, line jumps, or a lot of body weight stuff, HIIT style workouts.
I gotcha.
Pretty much like everything.
So walk me through, what's Monday?
Well, with running, cause
just like your whole week, like what do you do for fitness on Monday?
Okay, so I usually run 3 to 4 miles.
Okay.
And then I will hit, let's say, I'll hit legs, so hamstrings and glutes.
Like, is that within the same hour and a half, or these two different splits?
No, it's the same.
Same?
And usually then I'll lift legs first, and then I'll run.
Okay. And then
Tuesday, I would probably maybe run a mile,
okay,
depending how sore I was.
Because you can't box right now because your shoulder.
Yeah, I can't box right now. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd probably box at least 3 times a week.
Okay. So then you run a mile for Tuesday.
And then I would lift typically just arms, so like buys and tries.
I gotcha.
And then Wednesday, I'd probably take rest from running. And actually, Wednesdays are usually my rest days. So I probably wouldn't do anything.
I gotcha.
Thursday, I'd probably run again, maybe 6 miles. Usually do shoulders, like a full upper body.
Okay.
Usually that would be like weights and body weight. So I do like a lot of push-ups, tricep dips, okay. band work, jump rope, stuff like that.
So shoulders plus like athletic movements.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. And then Friday would be probably like a light back. I can't really train back right now, but that's typically what it would be.
Yeah.
And then I probably wouldn't run. After I run a 6 mile run, I usually don't run the next day.
I gotcha.
And then weekends is more agility style, so like track workouts.
Just kind of whatever you're feeling.
Yeah, mostly like just body weight. I usually don't lift too much on the weekends, like at the gym. If I can do it outside, I do it outside. So usually like agility style stuff.
Sweet, sweet.
I feel like that's been the best. So what about you? What's the best tip for rest and or recovery?
So your was more well-rounded as an athlete as opposed to a specific thing.
Yeah.
If it's for fitness in general.
For fitness, yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, if you're like a pro bodybuilder or something,
it's different.
You gotta do your thing.
Right, yeah. For sure.
I would say my number one tip for recovery is to get on a really, really solid program.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
coming from a professional.
Yeah.
Who
like,
knows what they're doing.
Who knows what they're doing, right? Yeah. Like, even if that means... If you want to see results, like if you're obsessed with boxing and like you love boxing and you want to get in here and you want to hit ahead, and this is coming from the owner. So,
yeah.
Like, if you want to hit came in here 7 days a week because like that's getting you moving and like you didn't used to work out or like that's the only way you're going to work out because that's the only way you think is fun, like awesome. Power to you. Like,
yeah.
Get it in, have fun. Like, you're probably not going 100% every time because your shoulders are going to get toasted.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, but if, like, that gets you moving off the couch and you love and you're losing calories and you're seeing results, awesome. I'm talking to the person who's, like, maybe 3 to 5 years into this, right?
Yeah.
And, like they're seeing – they want to see, like, drastic results. I would say get on a program for, number one, like, your nutrition.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, if you're working, like – and I would say that's a part of your recovery. Like, that's obviously its own pillar in itself. But, like, make sure your nutrition's on point, matching your workouts.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not getting enough protein, you're not going to recover.
Yeah, actually.
I don't care what the vegans around here say. Like, if you're not eating enough protein, like, you're not going
to
recover.
It doesn't matter what kind of protein you're getting. Yeah. You have to get protein.
Unless you're taking every workout at 85% and, like, maybe you only need 100 grams, but if you're lifting
you still
five,
need
7 days
grams,
a week,
though.
100%.
Yeah,
no, you're 100%
and
right.
To even jump in, I just started recounting macros, and I didn't realize how little food
protein
I was actually eating.
Yeah.
And especially carbs. Like, I was way under eating on carbs, and now my workouts are, like, twice as good, and I feel way better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's huge, nutrition.
Huge. Yeah. And two, so like nutrition, make sure you're getting that from a coach or a valid source. For me, it's always macro. It's always macro-based diets.
It just makes the most sense.
It's actually the healthiest. Whether it's healthy or not is something different to me.
Well, if we're talking about like any diet plans, like because that's the only way you can balance. If you do calories, you might be getting way too much fat, and that's not good for you, you know? Like,
of
that's
course.
The best way to balance.
Of course. But at the same time, like... You should be going through all three energy systems to get the most results. So, like, you should be doing heavy, for me, this is what I think.
Yeah.
I think you should be doing heavy,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't mean you're putting up 100% of your one rep max. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 70%, 80%, 85%.
Well, just pushing your weight in the gym.
Yeah, pushing weight, like...
Mm-hmm.
And you should be doing that, whatever your goal is.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, my goal right now is to squat 450.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm probably squatting because I know my body well. I have to have high volume to get stronger. I'm probably squatting 4 days a week.
Yeah.
If your goal is not to gain weight in your squat, but to get your legs stronger or feel stronger, maybe you're lifting 3 days a week.
Yeah, you got to hit legs more than once.
Yeah, so make sure that program that you're getting aligns up with your goals. That's what I would say. And you're not doing what I used to do, and that's like, hey, it's leg day. I'm just going to freaking murder myself for 2.5 hours.
Then you can't work out for 3 days.
And I'm not getting results and wondering like,
yep.
I'm wondering why I'm not getting results. I'm working so hard.
Yep.
But you're working so hard but so stupid and
yeah.
like, nothing's aligned.
Agreed. That's why I feel like the athletic training helps too, because when I do – like full conditioning legs, I can do it again the next day if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Whereas like when if I were to do so heavy and just destroy them, one, my knees hurt, and two, I'm out for like 2-3 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which does nobody any good.
For sure.
But
for
yeah,
sure.
I think programming by somebody who knows what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
Because can't just get it off the internet. Can't just Google it.
Cool.
I feel like that was pretty good. Well, guys, I mean, Chris sucks at sleep and recovery.
I'm great at recovery.
Your recovery is actually sleeping. Really good.
You're okay. Impressed.
Yeah, I honestly had very low expectations for you. So you really did good.
And not to mention how good my supplementation is. Well, yeah, that's another subject.
Yeah, and mine's actually really bad, so you can rip on me for that one. Perfect. Maybe we'll do that.
I look forward
next.
To that.
Yes. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Deuces.